Bava Basra, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet 5:4, another Mishnah on the same kind of theme. Here we're talking about purchasing trees. So the issue here is that everyone agrees if you buy a single tree from a farmer, that means that the farmer owns the field and you just own the tree, the organism called the tree, above the ground, so to speak. Okay, maybe the root soup, but the point is it's the organism and not the ground itself. Now, at some point it's understood that after you buy either two or three trees, if they're arranged in a certain way, already you're going to be entitled to not just own the trees, but also the ground that connects those trees. And it's as if you're buying not just three or four independent trees, but rather a little mini orchard. Okay, and there'll be nafkamin as if you own the land or not. So a mishnah is going to basically have a side point whether there's machlokas tanaim, if it's two or three trees which cross that line, that when you're understood that when you're buying the trees, you're buying the land with them. But we'll go with the Tanakhama here, who holds that it's three trees do include the sale of the land with them, whereas two trees or one tree does not, for my introductory point here. And if you are going to be getting those three trees, they have to be sufficiently close together, not more than 16 amos apart, and not too close together, not more than 4 amos apart, because if they're too far apart, they're not connected. If they're too close together, they're going to kill each other, so don't count the three separate trees. And they have to be sort of not in a straight line, but in like a triangle formation, okay? But at that point, you've bought three trees, let's say, and the ground between them, you've owned the orchard, so there'll be difference of halachas now that you own the land with the trees, and if you just own the tree or trees alone. So that's what our mission is coming to explore here. Here it says, Hakona shnei ilanos besoch sade chavero. If a person buys two trees in his friend's field, so then hareiz lo kana karka. So the purchaser, according to the Tanakhama, does not get any land. It goes without saying that one tree. But we pick two because we have a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Reb Meir, because Reb Meir Omer, kana karka. He says, no, with two trees comes the land as well. Okay, so halach will be you need to have three trees for the land, like I said, but what's the difference? So if you just have one or two trees, you're just getting the trees themselves and not the land, then if higdilu, if the tree that you buy without the land gets bigger, meaning its branches spread out, as trees do, which would mean now that the branches are causing shade in your friend's field. He owns a field, you just own the tree. So he's going to want to cut the tree back because the shade is bad for his petunias growing there in the field, whatever he's growing there. So therefore he'll want to cut it back, but he may not. Lo yishapeh, he may not cut back the branches because in selling you a tree without any land, it's understood that the tree does what trees do, and therefore he has to let your tree grow as it will. Va'olam in a geza, if branches come out of the side of the tree, so then shalo, they belong to the purchaser because they're part of the tree. In contrast, umina sharashim, if from the roots beneath the ground come up new shoots, so those are understood to be kind of growing from the ground, and nourished from the ground, not from the tree itself, and therefore, shel bal hakarka, those new trees would belong to the owner of the field itself. Ve'imesu, if that one or two trees die, so then ein lo karka, the purchaser has no right to do what he wants with the land beneath it. No, he has that tree, meaning he could take the dead organism and use it for firewood, but the land now belongs once again, as it always did, to the original owner, and he can do nothing with it. In contrast, kana shlosha, once a person's buying three trees, and again, these three trees are kind of like not in a straight line, they're between 4 and 16 almost apart, so then kana karka, with the three trees, he gets the land as well. The understanding is, and this is the same kind of caveat I've said in all these Mishnahs for the whole Perek, we're saying what a normal person would be understood to mean when he says, I'm buying three trees from you, and what the seller means when he says, I'm selling three trees to you in the time of the Mishnah. That would include the land that connects the trees beneath them, and the area around the trees that you need to work or harvest those trees. And therefore, higdilu, if the branches of the trees extend, so now they're casting shade on the field owner's petunias, but that's not the deal. The deal is, I basically sold you a little mini orchard, but your orchard can't encroach on my orchard, let's say the original owner, and therefore, yishapeh. The field owner is entitled to say, listen, your tree's encroaching on my property now, you have your own little mini orchard to work with, not mine. Therefore, he can cut off those branches. Of course, the branches themselves belong to the tree owner, but the point is, he's within his rights, he, the landowner, is within his rights to cut back those branches. Va'olam in a geza, both what comes out of the trunk of the tree and what comes out of the roots of the tree belong to the buyer because he owns not just the tree but the land directly beneath and around it. So therefore, even if it comes, even if the shoots are coming from the roots and therefore growing from the ground, doesn't matter. He owns that ground. So therefore, he, the new purchaser, gets rights to those new trees that grow. V'imesu, and if the trees that he bought die, since he owns the land also beneath and around them, yesh lo karka, he has that land, so he can now plant new trees if he wants to.